how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Among more than 55,000 cases, 802 COVID-19 deaths are reported in the U.S., more than 200 of those since yesterday. A coronavirus economic relief package is expected to pass today in the Senate.
Calling it a wartime level of investment, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the package will send relief to millions of Americans.
Through direct checks to households from the middle class on down, and through a significant and creative expansion of unemployment insurance during this emergency.
The package includes $500 billion in aid for distressed businesses with strict oversight over how the money is used. Small businesses would also have access to loans. There's also money for hospitals and state and local governments.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweets sarcastically about Utah Senator Mitt Romney testing negative for the disease. I'm so happy I can barely speak. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
We were at 86 yesterday. I think we'll be in the 80s again today. And this string of 80-plus degree days will continue right on through, I think, Saturday at least, with 73 right now, and we're headed for a high today around 83, perhaps 84. So another warm day with a sun and cloud mix. The last couple of showers that were on radar dissipated a couple of hours ago in Lee County, so we're dry. A little cooler tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, the record high is 87. I think you can kiss that goodbye. Friday, we flirt with 90 degrees, which would break the record from 1910. Which is 89. Saturday's high in the upper 80s. The record is 87, so that's, you can kiss that goodbye too. And then a chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Back to the 70s for a high on Sunday. Right now, this morning, very comfortable. It's like a morning in late May or early June with 73 already. Southwest winds at 9 miles per hour here at 905. It's nice out.
It is actually nice out. And then, a little overcast when I was driving home, but it felt great outside.
You know, I know we're supposed to social distance, and I am, but I've been walking a lot, 2 or 3 miles a day, and, you know, eating right. And, you know, Greg just asked me how much weight I've gained during this crisis. A lot of people are gaining weight. But I haven't yet, so I'm just trying to do the right things.
It is amazing, the vices that you do in the dark. I'd have to put it that way. Wow. Whether it's eating or other things, let's just say.
I got to admit that I've opened that refrigerator a million times, though, and looked in.
Right. In the middle of the night, like, yeah, that 2 o'clock snack. Well, yeah, you wake up at 2 o'clock.
I've thought about it. And the other thing is, late in the day, you know, I go to bed around, I have to go to bed around 6-ish to get up at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Late in the day, there's a little adult liquid.
Sure, that's allowed. That's certainly allowed.
And during this crisis, they consider it now an essential business.
Really?
Yes.
In New York State, it's considered an essential. And then in Los Angeles, and yeah, because if we didn't have
our vices,
we need it. We need it to get us through the day and the stressful times.
So, all right, you're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we're going to have plenty to talk about. They actually got something done up in Congress.
After midnight Eastern time, they got it done. And we're back at,
back in the green.
We were in the red for just a second there, but the Dow is going to be, the Dow was up 2,000 on the futures in the middle of the night.
It's just good to see it. I know this is just psychological, but it's good to see it over 20,000 again.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
You know, it was down in the 18s for a second.
I know. My whole nest egg that I took 40 years to build up. Wow. It's just melting away.
Stay in there. We'll be all right.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Have a good rest of the day. News and Views begins mere moments.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. And Montgomery Fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He's in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric. And if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at wowway.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Let's face it. Moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the house in studio with me is Eddie Bader. He's been doing, his real estate duties as well as being a great sidekick co-host. Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing very well. My co-host, regular co-host, Jack Campbell, wanted to be here today. He's feeling fine. And on doctor's orders, he was told to stay home. So, he's frustrated that he has to stay home. I think his frustration, many of you out there listening or who are sequestered at home can understand that frustration. It's not about us complaining up here. It's about, hey, we know what you're going through. These can be frustrating times, but like I said yesterday morning, I think we are turning a corner here. Though, I'm going to do this delicately.
All right.
Because I could be quite peeved right now.
Okay.
Luckily, I had somewhere to go last night and to spend the night and take a shower, use water to wash myself. You know, we're being told by the CDC and the White House Task Force on the Rona, on the coronavirus and preventing COVID-19, to wash your hands frequently.
Yes.
To stay sanitary. So, my apartment complex that I won't name for the time being, you were actually seeing some activity on the City Watch
page. Yes, I was. They were
Facebook page, yeah.
There were a lot of people disappointed, the lack of water over there.
The apartment complex I reside in sent us an email saying we're going to have to turn off the water at 9 a.m. This was 9 a.m. of yesterday because we have some maintenance work to do. And so I saw the email and I planned accordingly. And I said, okay, I'll get up. I get up earlier than that anyway. Took a shower, got ready for the day, came in, had a good couple shows yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did some working out, and as I go, yesterday afternoon, 9 hours later, after they shut it off at 9 a.m., the water's still off.
You got no water still?
No way to take a shower, to wash your hands, for the whole complex. So luckily I had somewhere to go to take a shower somewhere else, spend the night, take a shower this morning. But I stopped by my apartment this morning.
Water?
No.
What?
So the water's been off essentially 24 hours. Now, maybe they turned it on intermittently when they, stopped working. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still not on this morning.
That's kind of frustrating.
So I imagine folks who didn't have the convenience that I did of being able to go spend the night somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the middle of all this, it's just, I'm not saying the name because I'm not here to, call out the company or anything like that, but just be a little more considerate. And if it's such a big problem, I understand. But I can understand the frustrations of folks who are stuck there.
Hell yeah.
We're already stressed enough. And I think what we're going to see, and one thing we should be concerned with, not necessarily a bunch of worry and woe, be a worry warts up here, but more just concerned about and keep an eye on people. Those of you out there who know people, maybe you're dealing with it yourself, who have high anxiety, you're prone to panic attacks. Yeah, you're prone to I'm looking at you, Eddie. Any sort of mental illness, troubled depression. There's all sorts of things out there. It's starting to get to where we need to be cognizant of those folks. Definitely. There are things people can go through, and if you take the steps to really, one good way to do it is shut off the cable news networks.
That's the best thing you could do right now.
Like, tell them to take a hike. They're not helping people's sanity. You can occasionally check some of the facts. There are some good sources out there. But generally, take stock of your own life in this time. If you're sequestered with family, get to know them. Actually take the time.
Well, it's a good opportunity to do that, and it's also a good opportunity, as we always do in the U.S., check on your neighbors, especially if you have some older neighbors, or your parents, your grandparents, your friends' parents. Just check on everybody. But at the same time, let's use some common sense.
Right.
Let common sense prevail.
So the president, though the media wants to second-guess everything this guy does.
El Presidente.
But the president has set a date that he would like. Yeah, I think it would be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
To open up the country. You sent me a meme that it was, sometimes you got to have a little bit of a laugh. You can see Trump upon getting his test results.
Oh, yes. I love that,
Joey. My results were so negative
They're so negative. They're the best negative results ever for COVID-19 or any virus. Like, I am so negative. Nobody else in the history of the world has ever been as negative as I've been. And it's a very uncomfortable test. We're working on that. You don't want something shoved up your nose that deep, that far. And, you know, Oprah, if they have to do that for you, Oprah, I don't wish that on you at all.
I sent that meme in mind just for that voice right there.
Right. My goodness. But Trump actually is aiming for Easter.
Why is that not a bad thing to have a goal? Well, have a goal.
I think it's a great, Dr. Fauci put it, aspirational goal. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea that most of the country can open up by April the 12th, is Easter Sunday, and you really start this season of renewal.
Exactly.
And, of course, the press is immediately like, well, what about the health officials? What our experts say? Where's the data? As, like, all these scientists and experts are standing behind him, but they're always second-guessing this guy.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, we'll take it day by day. We'll figure it out day by day. And that's really what we're going to be doing.
That's all we can do at this point. Yeah. This is unprecedented. We haven't had anything like this in our lifetime.
And it's always good to reiterate, the goal here is not to stop everybody from catching this thing. That's never been the goal. The goal has always been to slow the spread of people getting this thing so hospitals can handle it.
Right.
And so you can attack that issue of hospital capacity from two different directions. One is, and it's really ramping up now, the stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
The stimulus package will help get more just government-bought equipment, or their personal protective equipment,
right,
or other things directly to these hospitals. But also, different companies are ramping up, manufacturing all sorts of things that are needed. Many of them are just giving it over to hospitals in need. So we're going to get on top of it that way. And the other way is with these drug treatments, to where if you do more and more of these drug treatments and they're proven, they still need to be proven, but it is looking hopeful,
mm-hmm,
then you won't need as much equipment to deal with the problem because the drugs will be keeping people from being hospitalized in the first place.
Right.
And so if that is proven to be effective, and I think it will, it is a day-by-day situation, but you stack up, say, the next 7 days in this, Mike Pence, yeah, 15 days by the president. The president took bold action. Here is my little, my cardboard cutout.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all don't like to read books, so here, read 5 words in big, bold letters. We have people who majored in graphic design who have put this together.
Right.
And the president took bold action to protect us and our fellow Americans for 15 days and follow those guidelines. So we follow those guidelines here for another week. A lot can change in a week.
Sure can. A lot can change by tomorrow.
And, you know, I just saw, though, and we were talking about this off air, that Birmingham did the shelter in place.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ruling. And, you know, when I talked to Mayor Stephen Reed last week, he mentioned that he's looking at whatever he can do. More, mm-hmm, things might come down. Now, since we talked to the mayor here, all I've seen them do in terms of that sort of action is they shut down the entertainment district.
Right.
Which is just piggybacking on what the governor already did statewide. So it wasn't too much of a change.
Drastic.
And those businesses can still operate with, like, curbside, mm-hmm, and these sorts of things. So I'm wondering if a shelter in place is in the cards for Montgomery. And I'll reach out to the mayor, to Chip Hill, the chief of staff there.
How many cases in Birmingham area compared to how many cases in our Tri-County area? Maybe we can run some numbers and say, okay, well, you hit this number.
Right.
It becomes critical mass. But we have a friend of ours going to Birmingham today. So I told her if she gets down there and it's a ghost town to give us a live update of call in reporting live from downtown Birmingham.
It is Birmingham and all the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. Now, this is as of last night, 242 cases statewide. I'm sure the numbers will be updated here soon, but 91 cases in Jefferson County.
Okay.
And this is with fairly limited testing in Alabama, though we are getting into the thousands.
Yes, yeah.
And to only have 242 out of the thousands tested, that, you know, it's not as bad as, say, New York City.
Right.
New York City is really bad, and that's part of
Well, they tripled, didn't they? Triple in 24 hours?
Yeah, and we need to look. Again, this is a day-by-day, hour-by-hour thing. We need to look up the latest numbers. Let's just say it spread pretty
Right.
Pretty big time, big league.
But remember, big New York City is the dense population. Now, once you get outside New York, it becomes...
And you have a lot of people stay in those high-rises with narrow hallways, elevators. If this has an aerosol element to it, somebody coughs in an elevator without any ventilation in there, and, well, you've got an infection box right there.
That's exactly right.
So, but I guess it's Mayor Woodfin made the decision here locally in Alabama and Birmingham to do the shelter in place. And I guess what that means is stay at home unless you are truly essential business or you must have a trip to go get more supplies.
Right. And again, it's just denser population, so we'll see how that goes. But at the same time, how do you control population? And my what I feel is my immediate need might not match what the governor puts out as, hey, you shouldn't be out of your house.
Right.
I want to go see Joey. Joey's my friend. I want to go check on him. Well, sir, you shouldn't leave your house. Well, I understand, but I'm American. I got free will.
And I'm torn on that. Yeah. I really am, because the governor, Kay Ivey, has been reluctant. And story came out yesterday. She's reluctant to do a statewide shelter in place.
Yeah, can't blame
her. Like California or New York have done. And I can't blame her. I think that might be a bit drastic, especially in some of these rural parts of the state.
Exactly.
Where people are going to rely on each other in that way. So I don't know. I'm torn in this sense. That I see a lot of these drastic measures as, they're probably necessary. But what I'm very wary of is this ratchet effect. Mm-hmm. That even after this crisis subsides, a lot of this stuff's going to stay in place. Not at the local level.
No.
Obviously, the governor and the mayors here in Alabama want business to be open and the economy to be going. Obviously, I'm more talking about what certain things we're having done at the national level. Mm-hmm. For instance, this bill just passed last night at 1 in the morning.
I really want to see what's in it, man.
Yeah, let's see what's in it. Some of it is, Chuck Schumer described it as unemployment insurance on steroids. Essentially, they're guaranteeing full salary or full whatever your income was for several months. Three, I think, at least. Cash payments to Americans, ability to give loans to small businesses, large-sized businesses. The one part that makes me go, ooh, are we going to do that, is where the government would actually take equity, take stock in the company.
Well, I'd like to see the devil that's going to be in the details because, Joey, you and me, we are independent contractors in a sense. So let's say you and me are doing fine right now, but let's say something come up. Would contractors like that have some type of compensation to them? Or is it just your Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, factory-type workers? The devil's going to be in the details. And then let's say I'm out of work. I've been out of work, and not necessarily because of the virus. Let's just say I'm somewhat lazy, and now I'm relying on the virus as an excuse to get my payments.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes. But again, we got to take it day by day. I think what's getting us in trouble is we are looking at usually worst case scenarios months out. And that's, I think, the wrong way to approach this. There can be developments in terms of capacity, just in the raw sense of what hospitals can handle, as well as technologically and drug treatments that I think will speed this along. They're still expensive, but I've heard tale of blood tests. It's like just a quick, finger prick.
Yeah.
Pinprick where you can see if you already had it. Like and if you have the antibodies.
Quick test. That's what I would really like that.
Those are very expensive stuff.
I would be so interested to see, I guess it's selfish, but to see if, like we've talked about here, if we had it. Because I really think, we had it when it wasn't cool.
you're not alone. I don't think, first when we started talking about this, it's like, are we crazy? But I've heard that from a lot of people.
I'm telling you. Out of all we went through, and we all went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, you got something, but it's not the flu. But here's some steroids. And then I had to go back again for a second steroid shot before it finally, I was able to walk around. But it knocked me flat on my back for about a week.
Man. Well, 272-9228, we're looking for some of the latest numbers. What's going on? I've never seen the phone do that before.
I was
going
to say, I didn't do that, Joey.
Let's see what happens when I do this. News Talk, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
I called, you may not remember, Friday, and Dan said he didn't know. But anyway, that legislation ended up in the garbage can. But it's ironically that Mr. Bader just addressed what my question was. I guess you don't know it yet, and when you find out, I know you'll share it with the audience, and that is people that are 1099 at the end of the year. I call them individual contractors.
Yep.
The answer I'm getting from the unemployment office is no, because you're not, you don't pay into the system. I said, I beg your pardon.
Oh, we pay.
Yeah, I think, Eddie, what's the answer? Do you know the answer?
I don't think we know the answer yet, but I think that's something that's going to have to be addressed. If you think about it, there's a large quantity of people that that are 1099ers.
Yes.
I mean, so let's say they say, okay, this is going to fix the economy. Well, hold on, there's 50 to 60% of us out here that are 1099ers, so you have to address that too.
Right.
Right. Now, I do know a number that I heard on Fox News during the early morning, not happy hour. I'm having a senior moment. Anyway, Greg's show in the morning.
For wage
earners, it's going to cap out at $600 per week, but that's not bad. But, I mean, there are some people, like where I work, our welders make $65 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
But they're also, it's going to hurt some people, but I think maybe we could pay our bills on $600. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, good deal.
And, Jack, I'm glad you're at home, Jack, doing what the doctor said.
Yeah, I have to just, in full disclosure, Jack wanted to be here today because he's tired of staying at home.
I bet, man.
But his good friend, who's also his doctor, said, no, stay home. And I talked to Jack this morning and said, listen to your doctor.
Also, probably Bugsy.
I miss him, but yeah.
Bugsy said, stay home with me, Daddy.
Yeah, I think if we can all have it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yep.
And maybe the Monday after we celebrate. My favorite day on the calendar, maybe on that Monday, it'll be a huge, huge grand opening of America.
I sure hope so.
And wouldn't, as Trump said, that be beautiful?
Wouldn't it be?
Easter just seems beautiful.
It would be so beautiful. So beautiful.
All right, guys,
let me let y'all take some more calls.
All right, thanks for the call.
272-9228, News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, I'd love to see these mainstream medias do this graph for a change. All right, as of last night, the numbers that I was looking at was about 60,000, give or take, that have been confirmed with coronavirus.
Yes.
728 deaths. All right, divide 60,000 into 728, and it's less than 1%. It's almost like a tenth of a percent have died from it. Then you take the 60,000 people who have contracted it, divide that by 365 million Americans, and you're talking 0.0002% of the nation that is infected.
Right.
That's
right.
What our economy is hanging on, is that 0.0002, and people are mad about wanting to reopen as quick as possible.
Well, and also the numbers I wish the numbers were more exact, but the problem is we haven't done enough testing. So we can assume the number who have it is higher than the number we have confirmed. But I think, nonetheless, your point stands.
Even if you multiply it by 1,000% are going to get it, you're still talking a minuscule amount of Americans, but shutting down the entire economy after, right now we're looking at about 4 weeks. It's time to get it back open.
And it actually might slow down our ability to respond to what is actually the problem, hospital capacity and drug treatments. And if other parts of the economy can get up and running, we might actually be able to manufacture even quicker and work towards this problem quicker.
Exactly. But those are the charts that need to be showing, not the doom and gloom charts, but the reality of all Americans, all cases, and run those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Good point, Ken. Appreciate the call, man. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line 3. News and Views, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Terry Scott at Caravita Village.
Hey, Terry. What I would like to do here is to hit a quick break, and then I'm looking forward to talking to you folks. We're going to talk to Terry here about how they're taking care of the seniors there living at Caravita Village.
Great.
What the protocols are. So, Terry, we're going to hit this break, and we'll come right back to you.
Sounds good.
Thanks. You, sir. Y'all are listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. 272-9228. We'll be talking Caravita Village when we come back. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036, 279-6036. And you can get 40% off on all videotape transfers to digital format. But you got to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here this hour of News and Views.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, I was mentioning earlier, it's getting tough out there for everybody having to stay pretty much at home, stay sequestered at home, shelter in place. In particular, for the vulnerable population in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. And here on the phones, again, is Terry Scott. He is with Caravita Village. We know him. We've talked to folks from Caravita Village. It's a senior living, independent-style senior living facility. It's a great community. But, Terry, you wanted to speak to, in particular, these troubled times and how tough it is. Let's first start off with, it can really be tough, whether it's troubled times or not, being alone at home.
That's right. You know, so many of our senior population, they are without family. They live in different states. We're a a very mobile population, and as evidenced by the things that are going on right now, that mom or dad in their, you know, 55 plus and over and in their 60s, 70s, and 80s are finding themselves quarantined alone at this time in their home.
And it is very, I have a grandfather who's in that situation, and he's very capable, and we've been able to help him, and he's been able to help himself and get prepared for this. But when we call him, we make sure to call because there's just so much that can go through your mind when you can't do the things you usually do.
That's right. You know, and we have professionals here in our organization that attend to all those little minute details in a senior's life. And on a daily basis, when, you know, usually we gather together three times a day for meals that are provided in our chef-inspired kitchen. But right now, what we've done is we've gone to our senior population here in the past 10 days, and we gathered them together, and we explained what we have learned that's gone on, and we suggested to them, because they're seniors living in independent living, they can make their own decisions. But we suggested that we go into a quarantine situation and everybody stick close to their room or their suite. And, you know, we have a wonderful group of seniors here that I can just say they complied of their own volition and just said, you know, that's a good idea. Let's do that. So we deliver their meals three times a day, free of charge. Their meals are all included in their stay here at Caravita Village, as are usually the activities and transportation and all their utilities. But at this time, those seniors are getting a visit three times a day from our hospitality staff that's delivering the meals. So they're not alone. They're also free to go and be with other residents, and we try and get them to keep it down to one or two or three people.
Right.
But they keep the safe distancing going on. We also have a large 10.5-acre property here that's completely fenced, gated, and secured that they can go for walks in our trails and in our gardens and near our swimming pool, and they keep distancing. Even on Sunday morning, we were out attending to the flowers, and we saw half a dozen residents having a hymn sing out by the pool. They were all 15 feet apart from each other, but boy, did it ever sound beautiful.
And the voice can carry, especially 15
feet. Oh, yes,
feet.
It really does.
And it is coming together and having community like that, even if you're even taking those precautions of the distancing. It's just to know that you've got a community right there around you helping mm-hmm. you out, I'm sure makes a world of difference.
Well, it really does. And, you know, we've been on this avenue of really identifying that don't leave your mom home alone. Don't leave your dad home alone. So people out in the community, they see a lot of our billboards and they hear us on Blue Water Broadcasting talking about this very subject. And we wanted to step up at Caravita Village and offer something that we can give back. So we've come up with, we will move you as a senior to our community at our cost. We will wrestle together all the manpower, the moving trucks, and we even have an organization called Daisy Senior Moves, who will come in and consult with the senior and help them in this turbulent time to match their services during one of the most tiresome and difficult stages in life, and that is the move as an elderly. So we're comping all these services to the seniors to say, you know what, at this time, you don't need this additional burden. We'll pay for you to move, but just don't stay home alone. Come and be part of our community.
Well, that is an incredibly generous offer. Mm-hmm. So if folks are out there and maybe you're hearing this, and you know, whether it's a senior themselves listening here or a family member, how can they take you up on that?
You know, they can call our sales and marketing people here at Caravita Village. We've got Calvin Tilley or Logan Perdue, and the telephone number is 334-284-0370. And you can also find us at caravitavillage.com very easily. And we're just putting together some virtual tours right now that we have available, that if people aren't comfortable with coming in right now to do a tour, we have virtual tours available. So we also know that when people do come for a tour, there's not a lot of people in the halls and that sort of thing. So it's a very clean and safe environment, and we screen all people coming to the community whether they're visitors, service suppliers, contractors, and they go through a rigorous questioning period, a two-page sheet that they fill out. We take their temperature, and we just make sure that we're monitoring everything that comes in. And we're only independent living. We're not assisted living. So
right.
We're taking those extra precautions into place.
Well, Terry, I appreciate what you and your entire team do. I mean, even if these weren't such turbulent times, it is still a changing world, especially for seniors who still are independent and can do, but kind of want a community. And unfortunately, we don't have these small communities where family stays on top of family. Sometimes, you know, people are working. It's a busy, modern life. And the way y'all provide community and have found a way to provide community, it makes a world of difference, like I said before. And so for y'all to offer to underwrite moving and to give people more sense of community in these very troubled times, I appreciate it. I'm sure many folks do. And again, folks, that number is 284-0370. I'm looking at the website now, caravitavillage.com. You can find out a lot there. And be sure to call that number if y'all would like to take up Terry and the entire team at Caravita Village on this.
Yes, and you can also find us on Facebook at caravitavillage.com, at Facebook. And we are we're available throughout the day and into the evening. Just people consider, don't be alone. There's no need to be alone. Reach out and we'll make things happen for you.
Well, Terry, thank you for the time today and getting the word out, and again, for everything y'all do.
Well, thank you, Joey. Really appreciate the time, and God bless you all.
God bless.
Thank you.
Again, folks, take up Terry Scott and the whole team over there at Caravita Village. The number is 284-0370, caravitavillage.com. Again, you can check them out on Facebook. I would suggest Caravita Village anyway, but the fact that they're going to underwrite moving, help people
that's,
out here.
That's very good value.
And I was just looking over their COVID-19 protocols that is on the website, and they are taking all the precautions necessary. As they said, it's an independent living, but they're treating it like, okay, we got to take every precaution.
Well, they're doing community action, which is smart.
Very good. Very good. Got to hit a break here. More news and views when we come back. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today if you want 40% off on those videotape transfers to digital format. Good to save those family memories, maybe while you're shacked up with the family. 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off. Thank you to Dan Black, the entire team at Dan Black Studios, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. I'd like to hear what you're thinking, how you're doing here in your own life, maybe suggestions you have for others. I'm hoping y'all can be the eyes out there in the community. I wish I had eyes all the way around my head, 1,000 eyes to check out everything, but I don't.
I always thought we should make a window behind you there.
And I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Would it have to be a one-way window type for you?
Yeah. 272-9228, anything you're dealing with you'd like to get out and just talk about, or if anything you're seeing you'd like to report. Again, they did the shelter-in-place in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. That has not yet hit Montgomery. Right now, the governor of Alabama,
Ivy.
Governor Ivy doesn't seem like she wants to go that far just yet. And we will see in a day-by-day fashion where we go with this. Folks, this part of the program, this part of News and Views, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, Alabama, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Mm-hmm. You'll see Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center. And they are your local choice. You got to support our local businesses. They're your local choice for all your paint and stain supplies, whether for the interior or exterior of your home. And I'd imagine while you're sitting there at home, not doing anything, you start to get ideas about how you could fix the place up. Well, why not take that inspiration, that little bug, that little itch saying, hey, maybe I should redo the kitchen. Hey, maybe I should repaint the dining room or the bedroom. Take it the opportunity now.
Yeah.
New Look Decorating can hook you up. The owner, paint specialist, Brian Carr, as well as the manager and paint specialist, Brett Lanham, they're there to serve, there to help you out. They have the expertise and that expert eye to make sure that your inspiration becomes a reality that you thought it would be. And when you use New Look Decorating Center, not only are you finding high quality Benjamin Moore paint, you're also building a relationship. So if you want to go back there every few years or every year, and they will have all your information on file, they'll remember you, be able to help you out, keeping that consistency and continuity that you want for the look of your home when it comes to paint. So check out New Look Decorating today. Again, 271-0007, 271-0007, or visit them at their showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Folks, we got to support our local business. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katrina.
Hey, Katrina, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, all things considered.
Well, the reason I'm calling is just really probably off topic, but I started thinking the other day, you've got this virus going around, and then it's not supposed to be like, what, 5 or 10 people in a room? Like at most gas stations, they want no less than, or no more than 5 people.
Right.
What are they going to do about the people that are like going to jail and they're in there and they get out? It's like they're all right there, you know, together. Mm-hmm. How do you know that they're not going to get out and just start passing it out? You know what I mean? I don't know how to say it, but.
Yeah, I think they've already started to take measures there of separating people. But you're more talking about people that go to visit those in prison?
Yes.
Well, I imagine pretty soon they're going to. There'll be no visitation.
Right.
Common sense would dictate.
And I'd imagine even if you are going to visit, you're going to be limited. It won't be like a big community setting.
Right.
Right. I don't know anybody in there. I was just thinking the other day, you know, that's another way that it can start getting passed, or I didn't know if they were taking care of, like, taking precautions for that or not.
I believe they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Well, y'all have a very blessed day, and thank you.
Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. A moment of levity here, folks, and we can always trust our president here for providing some mirth to the situation.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Breitbart News about, well, last night, tweeted out that Mitt Romney tests negative for coronavirus.
Yeah.
Trump retweets that headline just a little while ago, 6:30 this morning. Trump retweeted that headline.
Kind of congratulating.
And he captioned it. The Mitt Romney test negative for coronavirus. Here was Trump's reaction. This is really great news. I am so happy I can barely speak. He may have been a terrible presidential candidate and an even worse U.S. senator, but he is a rhino, and I like him a lot.
The great compliment.
Sometimes Trump can act like an a-hole, but he's your a-hole. Oh. So you're like, hey, all right, sir.
Exactly. He's the kind of guy you want on your team if you're ever having a rap battle.
And then he hit another one. Judge, here's a headline. Judge that Trump retweeted. Judge won't release Avenatti. You know, Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
Judge won't release Avenatti over coronavirus claim. And Trump tweeted with a caption, gee, that's too bad. Such a fine guy. Presidential aspirations, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So Trump was in a jovial mood. Did you, and this kind of flew by, you know, without people commenting too much, but during one of these press conferences when Mike Pompeo was up there.
Yeah.
It's like, do anybody have a last question for Mike? He's got to get out of here and go back to the State Department. He's got a lot of work to do. So any more questions for Mike? Well, they call it the State Department, but some of us like to call it the Deep State Department.
Yeah.
And Pompeo couldn't help but start laughing. Fauci thought it was funny as hell.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's just Trump's had these moments where Dr. Birx was saying, I had a fever, and Trump goes, oh, God.
I'm out.
And he, like, walks away. He's like, Deborah.
That's right.
Doing?
I'm out.
And then I got tested, and it came back down. Oh, thank God, Deborah.
I thought that was hysterical. He's like, oh, I'm out.
And you can tell Trump is not his most comfortable when it comes to talking about the specifics of the virus and the response.
He's smart enough not to talk about what he has no idea about.
Well, sometimes he gets out over his skis a little bit. Sure. But you can tell that's not his bailiwick. When he gets back to the politics of it, he's fantastic. But he needs to let Fauci and Birx and the rest of the team actually take the lead on this because they're very effective. And Fauci, we were talking about this off air, Eddie, the media keeps trying to drive this wedge between Fauci and the president.
Don't they, though, Joey?
Oh, my goodness. And Fauci has come out and responded to that stuff. They do have a difference in style. They actually are playing a different role. Trump's trying to create aspirations. Maybe we'll get this done by Easter. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Some hope.
And Fauci's more like, well, we'll see. So Trump's trying to give hope. Fauci's trying to give just solid facts.
That's right.
And that's a difference of approach, but it doesn't necessarily contradict anything. Because you have a hope doesn't mean, like, come on.
You got to have hope. We got to have hope. If not, then it's gloom and doom, and what are we all here for?
And as I mentioned yesterday, if you go and drink fish tank cleaner.
Oh, good Lord.
Because it says chloroquine on it. That's not the president's fault. That's your fault.
But Joey, he said.
No, he didn't say go drink the cleaner for your koi pond. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this first hour of the program. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Still 40% off for the month of March for News and Views listeners, but you got to call that number, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off. Thank you to Dan Black, the whole team, another great local small business folks. You know, there might be some national companies out there that try